Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today I'm going to be talking about something called Pharmacy First. The Pharmacy First service was launched in 2024. The consultation service enables patients to be referred to a community pharmacy for a minor illness or an urgent repeat medicine supply. The consultation service enables community pharmacies to care for 7 common conditions following defined clinical pathways. This service frees up GP appointments for patients who need them most and gives people quicker and more convenient access to safe and high quality healthcare. It includes the supply of appropriate medicines for 7 common conditions, including earache, sore throat and urinary tract infections, aiming to address health issues before they get worse. Previously, NHS patients in England had to visit their GP to access prescription-only medication, meaning repeated GP visits and delays in treatment. Community pharmacies offer a more convenient way to access healthcare that includes support with healthy eating, exercise, stopping smoking, monitoring your blood pressure, contraception, flu and COVID vaccinations. Patients can be referred to a convenient pharmacy by GPs. Where a patient is suitable for reference to Pharmacy First, the GP will explain to the patient that having listened to their symptoms, they are suitable to have a referral to a community pharmacist who's able to see and treat them at a time convenient to them. The GP will reassure you that community pharmacists are highly trained healthcare professionals and are now able to do more assessments and issue prescription-only medicines for specific conditions if appropriate. The GP will inform you that during the consultation, the pharmacist will ask questions about your health symptoms in a private consultation room. This may also include questions regarding allergies or any medications you may be taking. In some cases, based on the symptoms, the pharmacist may need to do an examination. For example, for earache, they may look in your ear with an otoscope. If you're in agreement, the GP will send the referral to the pharmacy using an NHS local IT system or NHS mail. The referral will contain information about why you're being referred, so the pharmacist can review ahead or during your consultation with the pharmacist. The GP will tell you to contact the pharmacy to discuss your treatment and advise that you've been referred by your practice. He will give you a telephone number and address. The community pharmacist then clinically assesses you and provides treatment according to patient group guidelines, which we'll talk about later. The pharmacist can also provide advice and support via over-the-counter medicines if appropriate, or can refer the patient on to another health professional or GP practice if clinically required. We've talked so far in this programme about how GPs can refer patients to community pharmacists. However, community pharmacists can also treat walk-in patients without prescription for 7 specific conditions: uncomplicated UTIs or urinary tract infections, for example in women aged 16 to 64 and thrush, eye infections and conjunctivitis, shingles, impetigo, athlete's foot, rashes and other skin problems, infected insect bites such as bee and wasp stings, sinusitis, colds, sore throat and flu-like symptoms, ear infections, and gastric nausea or bowel problems. Pharmacies can also offer a free blood pressure service for over 40s and those who are not on any blood pressure medication. They can also offer free contraception service. Women no longer need to see GP for medication review or prescriptions. They also offer a new medicine service for people who started new medication. The pharmacist will give you a call in, say, a week's time to see how you're getting on and if there are any issues. Pharmacies also offer seasonal vaccinations for flu and COVID and offer free COVID tests for eligible patients. For the 7 common conditions that they are allowed to treat, community pharmacists follow a robust clinical pathway, which includes self-care and safety netting advice, depending on the patient's age, previous illness record, etc., and only if appropriate can they supply a restricted set of prescription-only medicines without the need to visit a GP. These clinical pathways have been developed with input from various experts, including practicing GPs, pharmacists, and microbiologists, as well as representatives from national organisations such as the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence and the UK Health Security Agency. This ensures that the steps NHS and pharmacies take together match the care patients would receive in general practice and follow the latest national guidelines. Those signed up for Pharmacy First have private consultation rooms that can be used for consultations with patients, and pharmacists can see patients for clinical services without always needing an appointment. Every pharmacist involved in this system trains for 5 years in the use of medicines and managing minor illnesses, so they're well equipped to provide health and well-being advice to help people stay well. They're also experienced in spotting warning signs, otherwise known as red flag symptoms, which may warrant a referral to another healthcare provider. After consultation with the pharmacist, the pharmacy will send a notification to the patient's GP on the same day or on the following day. With the increasing pressure on GP services and long waiting times for appointments, Pharmacy First is an attractive alternative. It's not mandatory for pharmacies to offer this service. Individual pharmacies can choose whether or not to provide the Pharmacy First service, and those that sign up get monthly payments from NHS and payments per consultation. These pharmacies must do a minimum number of consultations each month in order to get their payments, so it's hard for smaller pharmacies to reach the target, which usually increases in winter. Usually people contact 111 or their GP and can be referred to the nearest pharmacy that offers the service, but they can also walk in without referral. You can find your nearest pharmacy that provides these services at the nhs.uk website, following the link to NHS Services and then Pharmacies. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.